let's report on these Bears, especially what they have to do offensively this Sunday against, you know, we were talking yesterday, this Arizona defense has been kind of quiet, laying in the weeds when you think of some of the other NFC West defenses. A lot of people give these Cardinals credit, but one addition or plus in the Bears' favor is it appears as though this wide receiving unit is going to be a lot more healthier this week, and they're going to have to be against these DBs.
That's a very good point. I think it's going to be a huge help for the Bears that Alshon's going to be back. He's full speed in practice, as are Eddie Royal and Marquise Wilson. They were only limited last week. They all played in the game on Sunday. I thought that was a valiant effort for those guys to even be on the field. But this week, it's a little bit different. They're not even on the injury report. I think it's going to really help out. You figure the Cardinals are going to go into the game thinking that they're going to try to stop Matt Forte. That should create some opportunities down the field for the Bears receivers. And if they can make some of those plays, it will open up the running game for Forte as well.
You know, we don't understand about the front guys. You know, my guy Frosty Rucker. And, of course, Kelly Campbell.
Yeah.
Those are the big guys up front. But Alex Okafor is a kid out of Texas. I remember when he was playing down in Texas, he was a hell of a linebacker. And he's just done the same thing since he's come up to the pros. He's really really strong.
He certainly has, and they have a very, very good secondary. And, I mean, you look at a guy like Patrick Peterson, he's not always mentioned with the fact that he's the number one corner in the league, but I don't think there's anybody that's really better than this guy. He's big, he's fast, he's physical. He can play man-to-man, he can play in coverage, and they have the Honey Badger back there at free safety, too. And that guy is an absolute playmaker. You got to love watching him. And, you know, I think they're a little bit underrated as a defense. You don't always think of them as the best defense in the league, but I do know that last week it was the 14th time in the last 17 games that they've held an opponent to 20 points or less.
Jay wanted that number for me today, too.
Absolutely. And that is the most of any team in the league. And just as an aside to that, Chris, I absolutely knew the stat, but I didn't want to seem like, you know, a know-it-all up there.
So I jumped in and said that's why I said to him,
I think they held him. But I actually knew, but I appreciate the support.
Let the nerd Bowden come through with the numbers on this.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having my back there. I really do. So
let's look at this game for a second, too, the Saints game. And I said at the top of the show that, you know, Saints really didn't run the ball well against the Cardinals, but then again, they really didn't run the ball a lot.
Right.
What do you think the chances are the Bears can unleash that offensive juggernaut one more time Matt Forte?
You're absolutely right. I believe they had 54 yards rushing, mm-hmm. and that was the fewest by any NFL team in the league, but it was only on 20 carries, so you're right, they didn't really run the ball. The Saints don't have a running back on their roster that's as good as Matt Forte or as complete of a back as Matt Forte. And thank goodness this Bears coaching staff finally is a coaching staff that wants to commit to the run. They've talked about it all offseason since they got hired, and they actually put that plan into work on Sunday against the Packers, and it was great to see them commit to the run, see Matt Forte get that many carries. It really, I mean, you could speak better than I can about the offensive linemen. Offensive linemen like to go forward and, you know, and put their will against the defense rather than backpedaling.
We've heard Jiggs talk about it.
And 141 yards for Matt Forte, the fourth best game of his career, and you know the Bears are going to try to commit to the run again, and it just opens up everything when you're balanced.
You like to see those hands down on the ground, and you see the knuckles, and you know they're firing off the football, but we talked about, too, when the game started out, it was a little dicey, you know, a little running game, working here and not working there. The idea, though, with this whole thing is to stick with it. Because this, once you know, you look back in the fourth quarter, now all of a sudden when you really need that first down, kaboom, it's there for you. Why? Because you've worn out that defense. And that's what happens when you continually run the football. And the other beautiful thing about it is, I don't care who's on the other team's offense, they're watching.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's a safe place to have. You're right. A 2-yard carry in the first quarter may not be a 2-yard carry in the fourth.
Right.
But you have to stick with it to find out.
Yes,
they never did that last year.
Mm-hmm.